We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis. A Mekadesh Bitei Stam, he's a Mekadesh, one of his daughters, Ein HaBeigris Bechlal. His daughters that are older than 12 and a half are not Bechlal, because there's no Rishus over them. So when he says, I'm a Mekadesh my daughter, the halach is that the all the Sufik Kedushin, but not the older ones, not the Beigris. What's the Chiddush? We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Another case. Misha Shushtei Kiti Banis. By the way, if this sounds familiar, that's a good sign, because we had a lot of this on Daf, I think, on Aleph on Vez, or Nun on Vez, on Daf on Aleph on Vez, yeah? And that was the middle of Yontif, so it means you learned the middle of Yontif. Hamikaj bit this time in a very small Abachal. Misha Shushtei Kiti, next case, Misha Shushtei Kiti Banis, if someone has two wives, and each one has daughters, and the older wife, The first wife, all the kids are older than the second wife. Rashi says the case was that the first wife died and he married another wife. Then for sure you're assured that the older group is younger, is older. The older group, all of them are older than the younger group. So he has two sets of bonus, mishtein from two wives. V'omar kedashi is bita agdoila. He says I was mekadosh my older daughter. Any day I'm gedolish v'dolish. Not sure if that's the oldest daughter of the oldest group. Oy gedolos shevaktanis, or the oldest daughter of the second group, oy ketanos shevakdolos, or it's the younger one of the older group, she gedolam and gedolos shevaktanis, which is older than even the oldest one of vaktanis. So what's the halacha? All the daughters are awesome. I'm not sure. He left. We have no idea who is mekadosh. Kulam asuros, they are all aser. Chutz v'naktanos shevaktanis. Besides for the youngest one of the youngest group, everyone else is aser. Divrei Rami. Rav Yehoshua, we know, kulam mutaris, the all mutar, chutz min hagdolos shevagdolos. And one of the pshat in the Gemara is, the reason is, because lo machash inish nafshe l'sveke. A person can say something that could be typed different ways, could be explained different ways, and when it says gdolos, it means the oldest one, that's it. It doesn't mean anything else. So everyone's mutar besides for the older one. Remain says everyone's awesome besides for the younger one, because everyone else he can say is a gadol. Mashenkin, Rav Yehoshua says, no, only the oldest one is awesome. Kedash, the opposite case. Kedash is bita akatana. He says, I'm mekadosh my youngest daughter. For any day, I'm katanah shvaktanah. He's the youngest of the youngest group. Or katanah shvaktanah, or the youngest of the older group. Or gedolah shvaktanah. So even the older one of the younger group, she katanah min akatanah shvaktanah. It's younger than the younger one of the older one. Kula na asuris to all asur. Chos min akadosh shvaktanah. Besides the oldest one, the Rav Meir. Rav Yisraimer. Kula mutara is chos min akatanah shvaktanah. They're all mutter besides for the ketana shevektanis, because again he holds lemachus inish nafshe sveik. He doesn't get into a suffix. When he says the youngest, he means the youngest, and that's it. So that is our Mishnah. So first Gemara will concentrate on the first line of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah says I'm mekadosh my daughter. The halacha is the beigris not bechlal. We're not talking about two groups. So one, you only have one wife, one group of daughters. It says I'm mekadosh one of my daughters. We don't know which one. The halacha is the beigris not bechlal. Why? Because you have no control over her. Zok the Gemara, Habaktan, Oktana is Bechlal. But the younger ones are all Bechlal. Shamit Minei, Chayrish arrived from here. Kedushin, Shem Yisrael will be Ava Kedushin. This Kedushin is not going to work. Why? Because you can't marry any of those daughters because maybe the other daughter is your wife. So even if you know who the Chosin is, the Chosin cannot take any of these daughters because it might be his wife's sister, because we don't know which one it is. And it's Masma, it's still Chal the Kedushin. And Rav Ashita is that Kedushin, She'em Misurin Labia, which one of them is what? Let me see. Is, yeah, Lo Hava Kedushin. Rav also Lo Hava Kedushin. The Kash is, here you see, it's Hava Kedushin. Here you see, it's Hava Kedushin. Because you see that even though you can't do Bia here, it's still good Kedushin. And the Gemara Chumayis Ginon, Kishayin Shom El Gdolah V'Ktana. The case here was that he only had two daughters. One was over 12 and a half, and younger than 12 and a half. For the Gemara, Baigris Ktani. It says, Baigris. My Baigris, Baigris Da'ama. It means Baigris Da'ama. Whenever there's a Baigris in the world, they're not believed. For the Gemara, again, Pshita, Baigris Ma'ayim V'Ktana, Baigris Ma'ayim V'Ktana. Of course, that's Basha. Which means like this, Rashi explains. Bish Lama, if we're talking about a lot of small daughters, so there's a big Kiddush. Kedusha Shem Mishur and Labiya have a Kedusha. Be a chiddush. But now there's only one younger daughter, one older daughter. So obviously, if you're mekadosh your daughter, you're not mekadosh your beigris, you have no chance to. You can't mekadosh your daughter. So what exactly is Mishnah teaching you? Something so elementary, you don't need a Mishnah for that. And for the Gemara, Hocham Haskinah, Shavit HaShliach, that...
Why is Kedushin Mishnah be over here?
because the Kedushin, you didn't specify which daughter it was. No, it wasn't. This was not. It's not a case. The next case where he knew who it was. Here, he said, "I'm a kaddish you, my daughter." Reuven comes over. He gave me, "I'm a kaddish my daughter to you." He didn't say which daughter. He never said which daughter. So it was mitchila already a suffer. It was echad like echad b'shtei achayis. It was a case. So mekaz b'tistam. We don't know which one it is. Yeah. So tomorrow, how come I ask you? No. So the question was that if it's only two daughters, so we know for sure it's a younger daughter here. So then, what's the chiddush? How come I ask you? No. The shavis is shliach. The boyger is the older daughter made him a shliach. Now the tema ki mekabel kedusha daite di dokam mekabel. Now maybe you're accepting condition for the older daughter for the boyger is because she made you a shliach. K'mason l'shavik inish midis le'anomine v'av midis les le'anomine. Kamas Lon, that a person will not do the shlichus where he doesn't get the money. Then the money's going to the daughter and give up money that goes to him. And since when he requires the ketana, he's the one who gets the money. So when he does a kedushin, he's doing it for her and not for, he's doing it for that one, not for the other one. That's not for the beggars. Even the beggars are going to shliach, he's not getting enough from that. For eating Gemara, isn't that Mishnah even in the case, Milay and Skinon, the Amin Le Kedushalach, that the beggars made you a shliach and you keep the money? So again, in such a case, why is it so sure you're doing it for the ketana? I feel lucky. No, still doing for the ketana. Why? The shavik inish the mitzvah ramilah of mitzvah ramilah. A person does not leave the mitzvah that he has, that's his mitzvah, and do the shlichus. It's not his mitzvah. It is his mitzvah to mekadesh his daughter, like Rashi brings down a pasuk that was brought down before in the lamids in the kedushin of esbenasechem tnu la anoshim. We had this pasuk brought down before in the Gemara that there's a mitzvah to marry off your children. So here, you're not going to give up that mitzvah in order to do the shlichus. So that's the first line in the Mishnah. And therefore, Berger's Namachal, even when she makes you a shlich and says you keep the money, still, well, the Mishnah teaches us that you mean to Mekadesh the daughter, the younger daughter. The next two cases that the Mishnah was someone has two kitibanis, and he says, Gedoyla. We're not sure what Gedoyla means. Or he said Ketana, we're not sure what Ketana means. So Gemara says, why do you need a mechleikus twice? We chapped mechleikus. The mechleikus is, does the person put his words in the suffix or not? And everything's in the suffix. Is it clued or not? We got it. We have to say two cases. V'tzricha. Why do you need gedoyla and ketana? Why do you need two cases? V'tzricha. The yeshmini kamaisa, b'hal kamar ameyer. In the first case, we understand Rameyer is saying that all the older ones are in the suffix. Why? Given the gzukri minei, lach derek harle. The derek is, you call that child the big child. You want to make him feel good. He's the big one. As long as he's bigger than someone. So there you hear Rameir. Avaha, about a ketana, he might learn Yosi. The ketana lahak ketana kulikarle. Maybe when you say the small one, you only mean the smallest one. You never call someone a small one because he's younger. The second to oldest, you don't call a small one. Maybe I can do that. So maybe he's moidler to Rabbi Yosi in such a case. And Kamashwan, no. Even in that case, he says, no, you call him a small one sometimes. V'yit Rabbaha, if only said the case of ketana, maybe how come Rabbi Yosi, maybe there Rabbi Yosi argues and holds, it only means the youngest. Avahach by Gedoyla, a moidler, maybe he's moidler Rameir. Tzricha, therefore you need both machlekesim. So what comes after my Mishnah? Lememra. The Rameir is Savar, Machas Inish Nafshah Sveik. Okay, Rameir holds that a person does say words that could be tied into a Safik, translated into a Safik. Rameir is Savar, Machas Inish Nafshah Sveik. That a person does not put his words into a Matziv, there'll be a Safik. Pray to Gemara. I'm showing from a Mishnah the opposite cheetah. Rameir basically goes the opposite way. He said, now, look at the Mishnah. If someone says, I'm making a neder till Pesach, I am not going to eat candy in the weekday until Pesach. That's what it says. No, that's it. The Tanan, Hanoi de Ada Pesach, Osir, Achi Yegia. You also told Pesach can't happen. If he said, he says Ada Pesach. Achi Yehei Pesach, if he says until Yehei Pesach, which sounds like you go through Pesach, also Achi Yehei, you also told you finish Pesach. That's how long the neder is. That's the length of the neder. What about Pnei Pesach? Until before Pesach. Now, before Pesach, I mean before Pesach. But the eighth, the seventh, the sixth day of Pesach also is before Pesach. It's for the seventh day. And the seventh day is for the eighth day in Chutz La'aretz. So Pnei Pesach means before. What does that mean? Rameyo Amar Asa Achi Yegia. Only goes told the first day of Pesach. Well, Achi Yegia. Reishem Achi Yetze. So what do you see? You see Rameyo holds Achi Yegia. Why? Because the person doesn't say something that's a suffix. He says Pnei means before, finished. So that's Rameyo. Remember, Rameyo Mishnah said that it was a suffix. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it goes till the end because it's a suffix, what he means. So it's a stira. Rameir, Rameir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chinir Bar Avdimi, Omer Rav, Machlefas Hashita. You talk about switch it around in a darm. In a darm, you switch it around and say, Rav Meir is the one who says, Achi Yetze, and Rav Yetze says, Achi Yagia. And Vatanya, I'll show you in a brisa exactly like that also. Zah Kalkos Zmani Kavua. Anything that has a Zmani Kavua like Pesach, Vama Pnei, Rav Meir Achi Yetze, here, Rav Yetze is clear, Achi Yetze, Rav Yetze, Achi Yagia, until you reach it, because Rav Yetze holds, Achi Yagia, because he holds Limachas, Inish Nafsha Sveke. What is Zmani Kavua come lafuke? Zog Rashi, it's come lafuke if there was like the cutting season. I said, I'm going to make a net there until the cutting season, until the harvesting season. There it's partially mean until it starts. Because you can't say it means until you went through the whole one, through the whole season, because we have no idea how long the harvesting season is. Every year it's different, every place is different, every crop is different. So there it's not a Zmani Kavua. The only time you ever have a Mina, that it means until you go through the Yom Tov, is only if it's a Zmani Kavua. If it's only a Zmani Kavua, you wouldn't say that. So I think more about it. I'm going to buy it. Machloikis b'shtei kitei banos. This whole machloikis is by two groups of banos. Avakat achas, divrei kol gdolei mamash and ktana mamash. If you have one family, when you say gdolei, you mean the oldest, when you say ktana, you mean the youngest. The emtsoyis, they never call in the same family a gdolei or a ktana. The middle ones, the middle children are called by the name. Divrei kol gdolei mamash, ktana mamash, emtsoyis b'shmo karelo. The emtsoyis are called by the name. You don't call them gedolah or ktana. In the same family, you're not going to say the middle one is called the gedolah because there's older than another one. It's not what you do. In the same family, you don't call the gedolah is the oldest and the youngest, the middle of the middle. That's how it works by one family. That's what Abayi Zechash does. Go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the emtsoyis should be catch shnia tishtri. Like this. Bishlam in the first group, the older group. So we understand, even the middle ones are called the Gdolah, clap at the younger ones. Clap at the younger group. In their own family, they're not called the Gdolah, but clap at the younger group, we call the Gdolah. They're from the older group, they're called Gdolah. But in the second group, L'chayra, the middle ones, the Gdolah of the middle ones, only the oldest of the middle, not middle, the second group, only the oldest is the Suffolk. The middle ones of the second group should not be in the Suffolk. Because you just said in one group, they're not called the Gdolah. So, when we say in our Mishnah that all the Gedolahs are in the Safa, Kul and Asura, it should be all the older group, and in the second group, only the oldest should be Asur.
Mishnah is only 2 and 2.
Who said?
Mishnah.
Okay, the Mishnah didn't say 2 and 2, but the Mishnah didn't say that. So we'll speak it out. He's saying very good. El Miata, Em Tsoyis, Shavikach, Nia Tishtari. The Gemara is bringing Uriah, basically. El Miata, Em Tsoyis, Shavikach, Nia Tishtari, the middle children of the second wife should be mutter viabaya. And for the Gemara, you're right. Talk about skiing. Inshom el gedoyla v'ktana. Each cat only has an older one and a younger one. It's taka mavur like that. Dim isa the ika. If there were other children, lisnaya. Let it say taka when it says all the sveikos. So let it say. Let it say that maybe it's the Gdoilah Shavik Gdoilahs, the Gdoilah Shavik Tanais. It says the Ktana Shavik Gdoilahs, which is older. It should say also, Ve'em Tzoyis. Should speak it out also. Why not speak it out? Especially if we have a Havmina like a Baya, let's speak it out. So it doesn't say it. It's a Raya. It's only Gdoilah and Ktana. Basically, what you're saying, Uriah, that's a Raya. It's only Gdoilah and Ktana. It didn't speak it out. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? In the Kat Rishayna, why don't we say that the Karashan Lachas themselves would be awesome? So why don't we speak that out? That if there's a case, the older one has more than two kids, and they're awesome. Why don't we speak that out? Lachar to speak that out. But Tamech, I'm sorry, the Karashan, the Vadis Vake of Asir Law, Mik Tani Law doesn't give that case. So you see, and that's true, that will be awesome. So you see, it doesn't speak in every case. So I'm going to know, Hachar Ashtan Raya. Hachar Ashtan Awesome, Tana, Ktana, the Daily Surah, Mu'adin Lach Kishim Day. There it's Pashut. If you say the youngest of the older group is called a Gdailah, so it's Pashut, I'm sorry, it's called a Gdailah. Ha'cha, Isa, the Ika, here, if Emtsoyis of the second group was considered a Gdailah, you got to speak it out. That's not so Pashut. Ha'cha, Isa, the Ika, Nistai, you should speak it out, because that's not so Pashut. That you should have spoke out. That you don't speak it out, it's a Raya, it's only one on one. It's only Gdailah and Ektan in each group. So, Taka, Abayishtims. Only if Huna Breder, Rabbi Shula, Rava, Ha'Pesach, the case of Pesach, we had a machlokes by Meir Rav Yosi by Pesach, the chikat achas domi apligi. Dear Yisiat Pnei HaPesach, it's one group, and we count every single day of Pesach. I didn't have this kasha so much, but the Gemara's kasha is that at Pnei HaPesach, We consider Apnei Pesach the first day and the middle days. The Chorot would be either the first day or the last day. The middle ones maybe wouldn't call Pnei Pesach. Because maybe Pnei Pesach means before Pesach, the whole Pesach, or for the last day of Pesach. In the middle, you don't count, like Ram Tzayis. And you see this will argue. Amalei, no, the Mechlekes there is not about a Safik. Only Hashem listened to Alma come for you. Marsav apne Pesach means at the Kami Pesach before Pesach, a Pnei before Pesach. Marsav the Mifni Pesach, like the words Kipano Yoin, the day left. At the Mifni Pesach Pesach, apne Pesach means until Pesach left. So we're saying that a place apne Pesach is what the word means, before or after. So Chayyim, the pastor question is that comes out. You don't steer anymore. Before the I steer from here to Rameir Biyasi Marsav Chalafas Hashita. The Chayyim fees that you don't have to say it anymore. And that's the Ran speaks out. The Fidus Maris Tarot, it's not a steer anymore. You can say Rameir holds this, and Rameir holds like that way, and he holds the other way. As you can say, he holds that way. The Rameir holds that here is till you finish Pesach, and Biyasi holds till you start Pesach. The opposite. Rameir holds till you start Pesach, and Biyasi holds till you finish Pesach. Because here it's not a problem. It's not Machas and Nafshe Sveike. Here the reason is it had a tight Pnei Pesach. It means before Pesach, or had the Mifti Pesach, which is after Pano Yom, till the Pesach finishes. Numa Chlokes had a Yud Lashon of Pnei.